If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
In dealing with the subject matter of being in a position long enough and recognizing at some point that migration is necessary. In the Pentecostal belief, we have this notorious concept that we can just stay where we are, or as Peter did when Jesus took him up to the mountain and he, James, and John saw Jesus's transformation and his sharing with Moses and Elijah. And Peter says, it's good for us to be here. And I don't fault Peter for that. I think what Peter is simply trying to communicate is that wherever God reveals his glory, it's good for us to be there. But one principle that I want you to master from the book of Exodus is that the glory cloud moves. God is a mobile God. That was the whole purpose of the tabernacle. He never wanted the permanence of a temple. He wanted the mobility of a tabernacle because he wanted that tabernacle to move when the children moved. And the concept was, you need to be aware of the fact that I am where you are. If you think God is located here at 2929 Cheltenham Avenue, then when you're at 15th and Market, you will be confronted with the possibility of needing to think that God is only here, and that's not true. Hence, we have the phrase, this is not the house of God. This is the house of prayer and the house of worship. We are the houses of God. And that's why God talks about in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, he talks about how his house is to be kept. He talks about the avoidance of those whose conversation and lifestyle will pollute the house. And so he says, come out from among them and separate yourself. He's following the concept of how he taught them how to care for the tabernacle. Now, we've been examining Deuteronomy 2 and Deuteronomy 6 as it talks about how we're to move from the old lifestyle. Some of us move willingly and others move by tribulational force. It reminds me of the concept of Darwin's theory of evolution. Unfortunately, people who are afraid of that theory try to embrace a part of the theory that really is not there. Darwin never argued that men evolved from apes. Some Christian grabs hold of the theory of evolution and demonizes it so that we don't understand what he was trying to teach. Darwin's theory of evolution basically says that as species of beings grow, their environment changes. If they are incapable of changing with the environment, they die off, and another species comes from that. He in no wise argued the case that we came from an amoeba that went through the process of being a monkey and then moved to being a human. He did not argue that. His argument was, as time changes, then you have to change with the times. If you are incapable of changing with the times, you literally become a dinosaur. You're incapable of functioning. Ergo, you begin to assess your surroundings in a negative way. People who are incapable of change often blame the people in their socialization for their inability to move forward. So God has never told us that our lives would stay where we're happy and content. God is an evolutionary God who demands a migration from his people. In fact, he even suggests this in the text where it says, we go from faith to faith. Now, the King James says it in that fashion, that we go from faith to faith. But what we can say in a colloquial fashion would be that we move from one challenging experience to the next. And those that are incapable of moving to the next experience will find themselves staying in that infantile state, and they will no longer be able to move in the release of the new anointing. Now, people must realize that when God deals with a leader and he begins to pull the leader into a more personal relationship with himself, it is incumbent upon the people to follow the leader to the more personal relationship. Because what will happen is God will begin to bring the leader up to a more personal relationship with him, and the person who refuses to change will find themselves on the outs. Then they will say that it's the enemy forcing them out, when in reality it's God migrating you out. Here, let me give you an example. Jesus comes bringing grace and mercy. Now, from Genesis to Malachi, you had the law and the prophets. And everyone was comfortable with the law and the prophets. God gave 12 basic structural laws. I know you're thinking of the Ten Commandments. But he gave approximately 12 that were the basic structure. The 10 plus loving him and loving your brothers and sisters. Okay? Jesus embellishes on them later. And I will go over that. But God gives a basic set of principles. Why? To prepare them to go into a strange land. He does not want his children to become overwhelmed by the laws of the land that they are about to enter. Here's what he's saying. I am equipping you for a new move. That move encompasses a revelation of me. Hence, we have first the 10 miracles that you were exposed to in Egypt, to show you that no God is more powerful than me. They knew the Egyptians had 10 gods. And so God sent 10 plagues. They weren't against Pharaoh. They were against the 10 gods of Egypt. God figures, if I wipe out your God, you have no place else to stand. All right? So he shows the children of Israel. All of that stuff was for the children of Israel. It wasn't for the Egyptians. They weren't called to repentance. So that meant nothing to them. It meant nothing. In fact, when Pharaoh did capitulate and want to let the children of Israel go, God said, nope, I'm going to harden your heart. That's the kind of God you serve. Just when you think you're ready to repent, he sends another thorn to make you harder because he ain't done yet. So Pharaoh wants to let him go. And the Bible says, God said, nope, I'm hardening your heart because you ain't ready yet. There is heartfelt repentance and situational repentance. Situational repentance comes when judgment comes as a result of what you've done. Now you want to repent. No, that don't work, because everybody does situational repentance. On 9/11, when the planes crashed into the buildings, the whole country did situational repentance. But as soon as they saw his mercy, they went right back to living like Amalekites. But when it's heartfelt repentance has nothing to do with the situation. It comes from a realization that I was wrong. That's why it's so important that you have heartfelt repentance. That means you've assessed your position and you've reached the determination that I'm wrong. Nobody else. I'm wrong. That's when mercy comes. But I digress. So the children of Israel were giving God situational repentance. And the Egyptians gave him situational repentance. God said, nope, you don't mean that. You don't mean that. And he hardened their heart, and Pharaoh showed his true colors. And then God comes back and does it again. He sends another plague, and then ultimately it winds up with death. Okay? Anytime your heart is too hard that you refuse to internally repent, somebody's going to die from your stubbornness. Somebody's going to die. It might not be you. Pharaoh didn't die, but his child did, the firstborn. Now, when you understand the judgment of God, hear me, it won't be judgment if it hits you. Because hitting you would hurt your seed, and they weren't the ones that sinned. So he'll hit your seed because you sinned.
See, killing you don't mean nothing. Because they'll sit back and say, oh, mama's gone, daddy's gone, grandma's gone, nana's gone, pop-pop's gone. That just hurts them. And then they'll say, why? But when he hits the seed, you have to say, oh, my God, I should have listened to you. I shouldn't have come against you like that. It's designed to get you to a different place. It's not punishment. It's evolution. He's trying to bring you somewhere else. But the more you refuse, the more it happens. Listen, when you find that your children, your grandchildren, and your seed, your posterity, are experiencing things that doctors can't cure, look at yourself. That's why it's hitting them. If you really love God, you got to understand him. I didn't say you had to like everything he does. You just have to understand. He said, I visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generations. That sounds callous. But here's what he's saying. Because God is a God who believes in lineal blessing and lineal judgment, he says what you do, he will allow the result of it to hit your family. Now, if you need an earthly illustration, you just look at the Kennedy family. Because the father dealt in liquor and criminal behavior, he lived prosperously. But his boys, starting with Joe, who was killed in the war on a mission he should not have been on, to his next son, Jack, who had his brains blown out, to his next son, Robert, who was killed running for the office, to his last son, whose life turned into a Greek tragedy, to his grandson, who died in a plane accident, but still, we don't change. Even when we look at our lineage and realize that we are responsible. When we say that our child doesn't want to come to church, God doesn't say it's because of everybody else. It's because of the parents. Because if the child didn't see us stop, they wouldn't stop. If the child wouldn't see us giving up and hearing us complain, they wouldn't do it.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen. The blessing that he has in store.